现在
给你个机会跟上。ACRT 推出的高中英语听力测验平台，可以照自己的时间和速度练习哦。快上 ACRT 官网或搜寻 English.ICRT.TW。
ICRT supports you， 英听九四皇。
It's time for another outstanding podcast from ICRT.
Hi, I'm Jane Lee with the top of the hour news. Starting off with a look at this hour's headline, a Bolivia Senate leader has declared herself president. But first, in local news, the TIEX opened down 37 points this morning from yesterday's close.At 11,483 on turnover of 1.8 billion NT. The market bounced back Tuesday from a slump the previous session to break the 11,500 point mark as bargain hunters rushed to pick up shares in battered tech heavyweights.However, market watchers say turnover remained moderate as many investors opted to stay on the sidelines throughout the day's session. The Retired Police Officers Association is slamming a decision by the Taipei District Court that requires the state to pay compensation to 10 people who were injured during the 2014 Sunflower Movement protests.The court ruled in October that the city's police department pay 1.11 million NT in damages to 10 protesters who suffered injuries when police forcibly removed them from the cabinet building during the demonstrations. The association is describing the ruling as being politically motivated and unacceptable, and says it means that those who broke the law have been raised above those authorized to enforce it. Hundreds of retired officers first protested in front of the Taipei District Court and then walked to the cabinet building yesterday, but their attempts to rush into the building were blocked by as many police.The Centers for Disease Control is warning of a possible outbreak of adenovirus-related illnesses this month. The warning comes after reported adenoviruses-related cases have been confirmed over the past 2 weeks. Adenoviruses are a group of viruses that typically cause respiratory illnesses, conjunctivitis, bronchitis, and pneumonia.According to the CDC, the number of people diagnosed with an adenovirus over the past 2 weeks has passed the number of patients treated for influenza for the first time this year.Turning to world news, an opposition leader in Bolivia's Senate has declared herself the country's interim president after the resignation of Evo Morales. The 52-year-old Jeanine Arnaz took temporary control of the Senate late yesterday, putting her next in line for the presidency.Lawmakers of Morales' Movement for Socialism Party were not present when Arnaz made the announcement. Officials say more than 50 homes have been damaged or destroyed, and 13 firefighters were injured overnight by catastrophic wildfires across Australia's most populous state before the emergency subsided.The fire service said today that at one point yesterday, 16 fires raged out of control at emergency level simultaneously across New South Wales state. The state premier says she was relieved that the destruction had not been worse. There were no fires burning at emergency level this morning, but rain that would quench the fire danger is not forecast for months.The blood of tens of thousands of slaughtered pigs has turned a river near the Korean demilitarized zone bright crimson. Farmers slaughter the pigs to prevent the spread of disease, but poorly handled the carcasses. Bruce Harrison reports from Seoul.
Heavy rains washed the pig blood into a tributary of the Imjin River. The local government had been burying 47,000 pigs nearby. They culled them to prevent the spread of African swine fever, fatal to pigs, but not dangerous to humans. North Korea reported cases of the disease earlier this year, and then South Korea did. Seoul believes it could have come across the border. Authorities say the bloody waters won't harm other animals in the area. The pigs had been disinfected before slaughter. I'm Bruce Harrison in Seoul.
Looking at weather across Taiwan this morning, we can expect mostly clear skies island-wide. Current temperatures in Taipei is 21 degrees, Taichung 27, Kaohsiung 26, and Hualien 26. That was the ICRT News. You can get a simplified version of the news with easy news available on the ICRT app and website. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm Jian Lee.